Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys. Hi. Welcome to another installment of A Novel Beginning, where we are sharing an author's reality. I am C.R. Rice, one of your hosts, and I have the lovely, amazing Danielle and Marcina with me again this week. So hello, Danny.
How you doing, Chelsea? I know it's been a crazy week getting back from GalaxyCon, and we had a fun time, but it was also an exhausting time. How are you doing?
I am good. Like we were saying, I still feel like I haven't recovered, and I feel like my voice makes it sound like I'm sick, but I'm not. But I don't think every single time we do one of these things, I always forget that you were basically shouting over crowds the entire weekend.
Yeah, I kind of forget the exhaustion. This one felt a little, I guess because of the craziness, it felt a little longer, and I feel like we need a little more time to recover from this one than most of them. I feel like we bounce back a little quicker, but this one seems to be taking a little bit longer.
I agree, and we had a lot of fun, and it was great. You know, we were in Richmond this past weekend, and it's crazy because they were so insane this year. We're going to 4 days next year, so I feel like I need a year. Like, I'm really glad we have a full year because I feel like I'm going to need that to prepare for the 4 days next year.
I can't believe it's going to be 4 days next year.
I know.
When you pointed that out
insane.
On the bag, I was like, oh, really, they're doing that to us? Okay. Like, I feel like we needed to know that almost before we went to this one.
Right,
you know?
Like there should have been a memo or something that got sent out. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
We should have been in the know. But it was a fun little surprise at the end of the weekend. So that's awesome. But today is a fun topic, which I guess makes my almost sick voice kind of even more awesome. We're talking about the honor or lack thereof within the publishing editing world that we have experienced. So that is something that I think – I know we say it every time when we talk about these different things about how we weren't expecting things, but this one, and it's kind of a fun play on the name, because when we were planning this episode, we were actually talking about Honorable Darkness, and that is one of my stories and what happened through the editing process with that. But before we get to that, Danny, why don't you share your "there is no honor in this industry" moment?
I think, and I've said this before, I think when I realized from my first, the first edition of Locked Out of Heaven, when I wasn't getting paid, that was my first, oh, it doesn't matter if you're friends, doesn't matter. When I received nothing, and I mean nothing, like didn't see a dime, that was part of it. But I also, I think the first moment, like I knew something was up, was when the book first came out, like the very, when it was finally released. It was released June 29th of 2020. So I remember talking to friend/publisher and saying, I don't want to know how many books sold, because my birthday was a couple days later. And I didn't want to know what the count was because I didn't want to be disappointed. That was basically the thing. I figured it wasn't going to be like, hey, you sold 10,000 books. Like I knew that wasn't going to be the count. And to be honest, anything less than a certain amount that I had in my head was going to be a disappointment. And people I had spoken to were pretty much like, look, counts are delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was prepared for it not to be big. And so I was just like, look, don't tell me anything I sold. I don't want to know. I want to wait for a solid month before I get the counts. And she was like, oh, okay. And I remember she called me on my birthday and she was like, hey, congratulations. You sold like 25 books. And I was like, what? And I just remember getting quiet and being like, why did you just tell me that? I didn't want to know anything. Like, I specifically told you not to tell me anything. And she was making it sound like it was one of those jabs where I knew I had gone over this so many times with her. I don't want to know anything. And it's like she went out of her way to hurt me. And she was like, but I was a bestseller. And she just kept, like, hammering home how many she sold in her first week. And she had written, like, a nonfiction metaphysical, like, you know, colors and numerology thing.
Right.
And I remember just, like, staring at the phone, like, pulling it away from my ear and just looking at it for a second and being like, I told you I don't want to know. And it was literally on my birthday. And I remember being like, that sucks. Like, I don't. And she's like, oh, my God, but it's so good. And I'm like, no, it's not.
It is,
like,
the debut author.
And I was like, 25 books in, like, a couple days? And she's like, no, it's good. And I was like, okay, look, I got to go. And I remember hanging up the phone and, like, looking at my husband, and he was like, why else you tell her? He's like, I know you now. You're going to get it stuck on 25 books. And I'm like, yeah, I'm stuck on 25 books because I specifically, like, I know how I am and I didn't want to know. And all she kept hammering home was 25 books. And I got stuck on that number, and it ruined my day because I really thought, one, I sold more. And I was kind of hoping, so that's why I wanted to wait to the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the book sales picked up, she never told me after that how many I sold, ever. I never, like, when I asked her at the end of the month, I was like, how many did I sell? She's like, oh, the numbers haven't come in. I'm like, how did you have numbers after a couple days? And after a month, you don't have any.
Oh, you know, time change, seasons, stuff.
Yeah. After that, you know all the excuses we've heard since then. And I remember looking at Amazon rankings and seeing my ranking drop, which is a good thing for everybody who doesn't know. Like, when your Amazon ranking drops, that's good. Like, you want to be in the low numbers. And seeing it drop and being like, this is really good. Oh, my God, I'm selling. This is so great. And after that, I could not get a number. And then when I got into Ingram, because I had the passcodes and starting to see what was coming in, I'm like, oh, my God, I made money. This is so great. And never seeing, and when I mean not seeing a dime. It took almost 2 years to collect something, and that was after threats and, like, my husband getting on the phone and her not knowing that we had, like, printed reports and her just digging a deeper hole. So that was, like, my first inkling, this might not go the way I think it will kind of moment. But, you know, and then we learned more from there. But what about you? When was the first time that you were like, oh, this is not what it seems to be?
I mean, there's you hit so many different things. You know, as I had said, you go through the publishing world and the editing, and you always have those different things. But the one that, and I know I am difficult. I'm not going to be one of those people that's like, oh, I'm so easy to work with. I'm not. Like, and I know that, and it's because I do have those points that I stand strong on. There are certain things in my book I will not change. I will never change. I believe in consequences, and I know my editor has a huge problem with the way that, you know, the stuff that I put my characters through, because I am so heavily invested into making my consequences real, and it's been problems in the past. But the one that blew my mind, and I remember I called you. I didn't text you. I didn't say, hey, let's jump in a thing. I called you, and I immediately started losing my mind. And you, at that point, had no idea what was going on. You just heard me, like, ranting and raving and going nuts. Mm-hmm. And you were like, that's right. We hate this. This is terrible. They suck. And you were like, okay, so what, like, what are we mad about? And it was, I had done one of my novellas. It's called Honorable Darkness. And it is an origin story for the pair that should not exist. It's Hex and Snip. And it is how they came into existence and how they got their curse and why they became the wards of time, or how they did. And I had this story, and it was very dark. It's still very dark because, again, I end up getting my way. But when I got the edits back, you know, I went through, and one of the things that our particular publisher did was, what you do is your editor gets your book basically in a Word document. And so they go through and they edit it, and they give you their suggestions. Suggested edits being the key phrase.
Suggested. And, key phrase here. Suggested.
Yeah, exactly. And so she went through and she basically tried to turn it into this twincest kind of vibe. And I immediately lost my mind, and I called her, I emailed the publisher, and I was like, look, I think there's been a misunderstanding here. Like, I get that this editor, for whatever reason, that is also an author that does erotica, decided that she can do this, but, like, this is not what this book is about. And there are certain themes that I just don't do. It's not one of my things. And so she went through and she was like, you know, just deny whatever parts make you uncomfortable, you know, fix everything, follow her notes, all of that. And I was like, perfectly fine. So we went through and got it all solved as far as I knew. And then once you go to get your, a little bit before, I would say, right before they start doing art, you get this typeset in. And the typeset is basically what your ebook is going to look like, what your printed book is going to look like, a sample, like a digital sample. And so those are always fun to get because it's like, ooh, what crazy stuff did they add in this time? And basically it's like, you know, you're supposed to go through and just make sure it looks right. Like margins are okay. Like you literally just bring the top down and you scroll straight down. You make sure nothing's crazy. For whatever reason it was, I decided to go through and look at a particular part that I was very adamant about them not messing up because I have 7 realms, my prologues and my epilogues. My prologues in the novellas all have to do post-realm, like post everything that ends up happening. The epilogues lead into the next realm, or sorry, vice versa. And so that's the way that it goes. It has to go a certain way. And when I went through and I started noticing certain phrases had been changed and certain scenes had been deleted, within the first, let's see, the prologue and the chapter one, I noticed these huge things. So I dropped it into Google comparison, and I found that they had ignored me and tried to publish the editor's version of my book. And somehow, you know, I caused a tizzy through the tantrum the likes the publisher had never seen and probably will never see again. And then I called Danny. And I am yelling and I am shouting and I'm like, the audacity, like, I know where you all live. Like, what are you doing? I don't know who you think you are, you know, going through, you know, ironically, like the 5 stages of grief, except for acceptance came revenge. And so then I go and I get my agent on the phone and I tell him, like, you know, either you start the war or I will, because it was set to be released. They were actually bumping up the release and they delayed giving me the typeset. And so, you know, nobody really knows what happened as far as if who knew, who didn't know. But I will tell you, anybody who has ever done an edit in a Google document, you have to go through and ignore what I send back and go through and accept what they said. Like, there's a multi-step process here. It's not an accident, as they, you know, tried to say it was. It was an accident. We didn't know. Literally impossible. But okay, bro. So we went and I think it was days I was heated and just incontrollably angry. And then it spiraled into like my daily life, right? Where things wouldn't be cooking right. And I'm like, oh, of course, you know what I mean? Like things go or somebody mildly inconveniences you and like it's the end of the world. And it was a fight. They ended up having to push, my release date because I was not under any circumstances, because at that point I was like, you're going to print what I sent regardless. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to compare it. And they tried to say, you know, there was a misunderstanding. They're going to do they're going to read through and see whose version was better. And I was just like, you know what? I really wish you would try that. I try to be a reasonable person. I really do. But if you're going to tell me that you're going to go for the version of my story that you felt was better when hers completely destroys my ideals, not to mention she's not the bleeping author.
She's not the author.
Right. At the end of the day, it was several hours of fights to the point that my husband literally had to separate me upstairs as he was in a video call downstairs because I was just explaining, you know, I don't think you understand what this is. This is not you get a chance and you get a voice in this. This is, you are going to do what I said, or there will be consequences that I didn't even know. I think I was throwing out random things. Like, I was so angry. I think I was throwing out, not threats, because I don't threaten people. That'll get you in trouble. But I was just telling them, like, physical things, or not physical things, but, like, literal things that I was going to do. And it was just one of those situations where they were like, no, everything's going to be fine. I'm like, no, it's perfectly fine because I'm just going to yank my whole series. And they're like, no, 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 you can't do that. And I was like, really? Watch me. It's called a delete key. Like, I went nuts over it. And that was the point that I fully lost all trust, all anything, because you were going to put something in my name that goes against the very fiber of my being. Like, I am sorry, mm-hmm. I don't get the twincest thing. Like, this whole story was a buildup of how far you will go when you lose somebody you love and the price that you will pay in order to possibly get them back. And that was the message behind the story. And it had a lot of emotional tie to it because of everything that, you know, we had recently gone through. And so it was one of the, I was just like, I think that's probably what made it just that little bit worse because my publisher knew, you know, like she knew what we had just experienced. And then they tried to go and change everything. I don't think I've ever been so mad in my entire life over something so stupid because all I had to go in and do was hit the delete key and they would not have anything. And I could have just done that. And I guess taken like the high road. But at that point, I was like, no, you want to cause chaos in my life? Like, I'm going to cause chaos in your life.
I can understand that, though. And I think, but that's where this whole thing comes down to is that at the end of the day, as authors, when you sign with a publisher, you're also putting your trust in them that together, this is a symbiotic relationship. It's a collective bargaining agreement. Like, we're both going to come together and put out a product. They're going to do their end, whether it's marketing, editing, whatever. And covers, whatever they're going to do, you have to give them the work. And then you guys are going to put out a product. That's what you enter into. And they're going to pay on time. And, you know, everybody's got to do their part. So when one person breaks, the whole thing is thrown off balance. And so that's why there has to be honor. You have to honor your end of the bargain that you're going to deliver your manuscript on time. It's going to be presented in this way, whatever it is, you know, whatever your rules are. They have to honor their side. Okay, we're going to give you your royalty statement. It's going to be in this fashion. We're going to do this editing, you know, whatever it is. And so when either side breaks it, it messes it up.
Right, and not only that, but when as a business and things like that, the only thing you have is your word. And that's that whole, you know, your word is your bond thing, and it's like one of the biggest things that you always read about in books and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, that is completely true because – you are taking somebody's, when you do any type of art, when you do anything creative, when you do anything like that, I don't care what you say, there is a part of you that goes into it. And if you, you know, even if it's a romance or anything like that, it's something you are trusting people with a story, whether it is happy or sad or emotional or anything. You spend hours, days, weeks, months, sometimes years working on these things, and to have your trust utterly destroyed like that, I have never been so angry so quickly. I like to think that as I've gotten older, like I have a much larger fuse. It turns out I was wrong. I do not. I guess just my tolerance for things.
I think my tolerance
for the nonsense has just kind of been like, oh, okay, here we go. But in that situation, I think I literally called Corey at work. Like, while he was at work, and kept calling him until he picked up the phone. And I remember him being, like, I think he went into a conference room or down to the parking garage or something, and he was just like, this better be an emergency because I just walked out of a meeting. And I'm like, good. Because, and to his mind, he's like, you know, this is not an emergency. Like, this is not, and it absolutely was not an emergency. But
in the
it
mind
was
of a creative,
to me.
It is.
Right. Like, you
like,
took something that was, exactly. And it was such a, it is such a very raw book. And I ended up going through every other book I did because at that point you broke my trust. And so there's been two books that I have officially put, you know, the most of myself into, and it was Depression and Honorable Darkness. And it was just the audacity of it all. And everybody had always said, you know, after what had happened that I became a person that nobody wanted to work with because I would upset them. And I was like, you think I upset you before? Like, you have no idea. And I remember being in the meeting and her going, why are you smiling? And I'm like, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for the excuses.
The
like,
excuse,
I want the,
that,
my dog ate my homework. The dog sat on the keyboard. Let's do it. Give it to me. Like, this is the, I felt like it was literally my villain origin story.
Yeah, I think that's a key because I think that's part of what makes all of this and both, you know, and my experience with them is not, obviously this was more emotional for you, and I understand that, and I respect that. A little bit of what hurts is that dealing with this publisher, is they knew the problems going in, you know, even with me.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, I said, this is what happened with the first publisher. It was a friend. They screwed me over. They took my money. They did all this. They put me in really bad. Oh, we would never do that to you. We would never steal from you. And then it went the same way. You know, all of a sudden the
mm-hmm.
transparency was gone, things like that, that I was like, you just did it. You know, and I had told them, this is what I want. Like, here it is. You've approached me. Here, you know, here's the contract. This is what I expect. Oh, we're going to give you total transparency. Oh, my God. And even down to, you know, finding out some of the rumors had actually started from the top. And the problems I was
mm-hmm.
having was coming directly from them. And I think that was when I was like, but you knew I didn't need the stress. I told you. And yet you're feeding into the exact problem that I came at you with, the baggage,
mm-hmm.
and you're just playing on it. It was like, why would you do this? I have no idea. And that was a big factor. And then when I did get a huge break, and it was not my idea to be on the covers. That was their idea. That was totally their idea. And their whole thing was, we're going to make you the cosplay cover girl. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So now you want my whole brand to be this. Now I'm spending money to do the covers, to make all these costumes and blah, blah, blah. I spend this money. They don't reimburse me. And they were clear, we're not going to. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'll take this on. This will be my end of the bargain. You're going to do this, but this will be my end of the bargain. Then the covers go from really great to, they're not. Okay, you forgot to put the filter on this one. It doesn't look like an oil painting like the other ones do. You're messing up this. Okay, to finally getting this national talk show where they concentrate on, oh, by the way, she's on the covers. Look at this. To a month later, hey, by the way, we're taking you off the covers. And every marketing
yeah.
person saying, this is a bad idea. It's going to play in syndication. Please wait till the new year to do this. And them not telling me why. It's just, you're dropped. And it felt like, and from what the marketing people are all telling me on the outside, is this is a bad move. This is a sabotage move. And then to open up the book and you didn't even change the font to match the outside. Like, it was just so lazy and so I don't care. And then to hear, oh, by the way, it's your fault. Not only is
yeah.
the story not great, but your face on the cover isn't helping. It was like, could you just take the knife? And how about I just turn around and bend over when you hit
mm-hmm.
me with it? And then, oh, by the way, here's the salt on the wound. Just pour it on in there. That's right. Get it in there good. You know what, Zach? Give it to me. I'll do it myself. It was like,
okay.
It just, I don't know what else to tell you guys. And then they were like, but don't take it personally. How can I not take it personally? I don't know how else to take it at this point. It's not only my story, but now it's my face, which I didn't want on the cover. You did.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by there was no honor. It was just, I have nothing to say to any of this. And then the rumors that I'm a diva and I've put myself on the cover that everybody's mad at me about actually came from you.
Mm-hmm.
Could you take responsibility for one thing right now? Just one thing take accountability for. And it didn't happen. So I think that was like the, I'm not sure this is going to work out moment.
Mine, you know, I just turned in acceptance, so it's officially done. It
Yay.
Should be out in July for early release. It is such a, you know, bittersweet thing. And I will tell you, it's been done for a while. Danny knows.
Mm-hmm.
One of the terrible things as being an author is you go to hit that submit button that your book is done. And every time, I know you did it with, you know, volume 2, you kept pulling it
yep.
back from yourself. And you're like, no. You know what? Before I hit that submit, let me just try to see one more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think I missed something. And then you start adding in all these chapters. And I went through, and I'm not even kidding, Danny. I probably took out 30,000 words. I'm going to throw it in probably another novella or something because it was necessary but so unnecessary. And it was one of those. But one of the biggest things that I have now is I can literally feel my skin crawl every time I get an email that's like, oh, hey, thanks. We got your last book. We're super excited. We're going to read it. And I'm like, are you though? Like, I'm so scared. Yeah. And they, you know, they said that they've switched up a lot. And so I'm trying to keep that open mind, but it's always going to be there. Through this entire process with my last book, it is going to be there every step of the way.
And
even if I decide
to,
right. And I think even if I, you know, decide to go with another publisher, or if I decide to self-publish or whatever it may be, I'm always going to have that moment in my head tied to that book. And I think that's one of the, I don't think people understand that something that you may not view as being a significant, like, hey, we can just change this, it's not a big deal. You just screwed with my head, and I'm one of those people where if I lose trust in you, you don't get it back. Like, if you are dying, I might save you, but, like, I'm going to weigh the pros and cons. Like, I'm going to bring out that scale, and we're going to get some, you know what I mean? So it's really difficult, but.
100% on that. Once it's gone, it's gone. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't get it back.
No, and you really can't. And I think it's just something that, as terrible as it is in this industry, everybody, not that you have to prepare for something like that, but just be very cognizant of every step of the way. Take that extra 5 minutes to go through and be like, wait a second, how on key is this entire thing? How much of it has shifted that I don't know. And at the end of the day, I could take on some of the blame. I've never read my own books. I feel like it's like those actors that watch them that always say they can never watch, you know, their own movies.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable. I have a copy of Denial, Danny, that has written things all through the first chapter because that's as far as I got. And I was like, I can't do this to myself. But it's you, as terrible as it is, I feel like it's one of those things. I hope it doesn't happen to anybody else, and I hope that, you know, as people listen to this and they know what to look out for, they don't end up in situations like we have, because I feel like we went through them so they don't have to. But you never know. Something's going to slide by one day, or just be prepared. Just make sure that you focus on your work.
Just ask the right questions.
Ask the right questions.
I think that's the big thing.
Don't put 100% of your trust in something. Always act like
you
it
can.
Is a brand new meet. Every single time, because each book is different. Each interaction is different. If you end up switching editors every book like I have, you end up with a different situation. So just be very mindful of it. Don't go into it very negative.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
don't go into it negative.
We don't want to color your experience.
But you do have to go in eyes open. And
once
again, at the end of the day, remember, the publisher needs you, but they're also there to pay their own bills. They don't really care if yours get paid. They're looking to keep their lights on, not yours.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter how wonderful they think you are. And they'll tell you you're wonderful. It doesn't really matter. The next author's coming down the turnpike. And
that's they're reading from a script. And that doesn't mean you're not wonderful. You probably are.
No.
We know so many wonderful authors, but that doesn't mean that they're 100% invested into it. But, you know, that's one of the things, that's one of the great parts, I think, about us doing this show, is that we get to share these terrible moments in our lives so that future people or people that are going through this process, whether you're an author or a creative or whatever it may be, you know what to look out for. We've already done the hard part. You guys just kind of keep an eye out for it.
We've already fallen. We've fallen 10 times over. We've gotten back up again. That's kind of the point, is that you just have to just listen, and like I said, just go in with your eyes open. Because next week we're going to discuss what we call shots fired. When they actually retaliate a little bit with you, which does happen, believe it or not. For as wonderful as you are, sometimes they don't like everything you have to say when you do stand up and set your boundaries. So we're going to discuss that. But if you are not caught up on the show, then by all means, check it out on Blog Talk Radio and find the archived editions. Or you can go to our Instagram at Wonder Twin Events and check the link tree, which will take you to the archive versions. You can get caught up on everything. And then you can always DM us and ask us any questions or give us a subject that maybe you want us to cover. Because as much fun as this is going through our history, I'm sure there's something that we haven't touched on that you want to hear. So by all means, DM us and let us know. And you can always keep up on everything. And once again, ask us questions, because we can always help you out on things.
Absolutely. We're here for everybody.
Exactly. And we have more events coming up, so you can always stay tuned on that and check out the Instagram. So keep up with us, and we will talk to you next week, guys. Same time, same place.
Bye, guys.